Hello, queens. How are we doing tonight?
Good.
So, you guys want to hear some good news?
Yeah.
Apparently, people listened to our last podcast
and they're
coming back for some more.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah. I guess they liked our shenanigans that we had going on. So, everyone, welcome back to KM Queens. Let's get on with this week's shenanigans, shall we?
Let's do it.
All right, well, how was everyone's weekend?
It was good. Didn't do much.
I worked.
Yeah. Fun.
I watched Night Stalker.
Nice.
Oh my goodness. Obsessed. I'm going to rewatch it for sure.
I need to watch it.
I need to rewatch it because when I was watching it, I was actually doing pharmacology work. And so my brain was just like, pharmacology.
Yeah. I did it while Matt was playing Call of Duty. He was having like a little tournament. So I sat there and I watched it and I kept being like, oh my God. And he'd be like, what? And I'd be like, oh, it's just a documentary. Nice. So I even started crying at one point and he was like, oh my God, are you okay? Are you okay? And I was like, it's just a documentary. Just don't worry about me. Yeah. It was pretty awesome.
Nice. I went to the ice castles on Friday.
Ooh, how are those on? We went a couple years ago.
Yeah.
2 or 3 years
Not
ago.
Not what I expected to be.
Were they still like really small?
Yes. And I think it's more like kid oriented than like young adults or adults. It's cool to see like the ice sculpture of the moose and like to see like the castle was like made out of ice, but I think it's more towards kids than it, young adults.
Okay. Cause yeah, when we went, the ride out was beautiful because we went out and it was.
Yeah, because you go on the Kangabangas Highway.
Kangamangas.
Kangamangas, whatever.
But like when we were going out, it was snowing driving out there. So like you're driving out through the Kangamangas. And if anyone's been out on the Kangamangas, it is a beautiful highway to drive.
I have that on my list to talk about.
It's gorgeous.
Today.
But you're driving through all the mountains and it's just gorgeous. And it's about a 2-hour drive.
Yes.
That's not bad. But when you get out there and you're going, like, you're, like, all excited to go out to this, like, one thing.
And then it's like, just like, But I'd definitely bring our kids if you have kids. Definitely was kid-oriented, that's for sure.
I saw the pictures. It looked really pretty, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There was, like, you could walk through the, like, woods and there were lights and stuff. Those were pretty.
Nice.
Yeah. That's all I did this weekend. And just laid around and been lazy.
Yeah, I feel that. I also cleaned the house. So.
Yep. I did that too.
I worked my 12.5-hour shifts.
Fun.
Friday, Saturday, Sunday, have Monday off, and then work Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
Yeah. And me, Mass, and I work Monday through Friday.
9-to-5.
Yeah. Healthcare. We have the most random schedules in the world.
I work in healthcare and I don't.
Property management. Where is that?
It all depends on what you do. Anyway, so today's episode is about traveling.
Yay!
Because we all want to travel so much, and it kind of went inside with the first episode we did, so we're just going to continue it on to this episode.
Of worldwide travel!
And a couple of travel tips.
Yep.
From Google, and some from personal experience.
Yep.
Bring more than 2 people with you if you're going cross-country.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and definitely bring a big enough vehicle.
Yes.
And definitely a budget. You definitely want to budget that stuff out.
Oh, yes.
But, and then decide where you want to go, too.
That is a very good plan.
So, yeah. Kristen, where would you want to go? Like, out, like, different countries. Not in the U.S. We'll get to that in a sec. But, like, outside of the United States, where would you want to go?
I kind of want to go to Australia and check out because
there's
I've
a
seen
lot of
some,
things
like,
that can kill
yeah,
you there.
I thought about Australia. Oh, Australia, wow.
You can't say anything because your state has a lot of things that can kill you too.
Okay, but hold up. So I like was looking into that.
No.
Yo, there's spiders. Nope. Nope. Alligators, snakes.
There's alligators and snakes everywhere.
From? Okay, I may be from Arizona, but I am deathly terrified of snakes. Like, definitely.
Australia should just be, like, another home for you because the amount of things that can kill you.
No, I'm all set with that. I'm all set.
Oh, well, that's one place I want to go. But it's a very far travel.
Yeah, I think it's, what, like, 24 hours of straight flight, basically, with the amount of, like,
I don't know.
Nerd's brain. Wow. My Google time zones. There we go. The amount of time zones that you have to pass through in order to get to it.
Yeah. Even just flying from Maine to Arizona, you go through two different time zones. And
I can only imagine the amount that you have to fly. Because you fly backwards, basically.
Yeah. Yeah. So flying out there, super easy. It feels like you're gone 4 hours. Flying back is like all day and you are exhausted. Yeah, it's not fun.
It's like 25 hours, I guess.
It's a long flight.
That's a long flight. That's like an entire, that's literally an entire day plus an hour.
But then you don't include like all the like stops in between. So it could be longer.
Well, once you pass, once you leave Hawaii, I believe it's just a straight flight on an overnighter.
We'll have the farthest flight because we're all the way in the top of Maine.
Mm-hmm.
Farther away from Hawaii.
Yeah.
Well, because you would go cross country. So you would fly probably out of Boston over to probably California to Hawaii, and then from Hawaii. And as someone who's been on one of those really big like international flights, those are rough when you wake up in the middle of the night and you have no idea where you're over, what the time zone is, what time it actually is.
Oh, no, thank you.
And you're like, what's going on?
I'd also like to go to Greece.
Yes, dude. I want to go to Greece so bad.
It looks so pretty, especially like all the houses on the side with the ocean.
I want to go cliff diving in Greece.
Oh, I couldn't do that.
I want to go be a nerd and like go look at all the historical monuments.
Oh, I would do that too.
Oh, 100%.
I would totally do that. I'd get all the information and
make my little,
see the historical.
Make my little Greek and Roman history child that I was when I was younger happy.
Where would you guys go?
Number one on my list is Amsterdam. 100%.
Let's go too.
I've wanted to go to Amsterdam for so long. Matt and I kind of want to make it an anniversary thing. But I mean, it's only, I think it's like 17-hour flight, so it's not bad. I mean, it's still long, but it's not too bad. But yeah, definitely Amsterdam,
Tuscany. Tuscany.
Never thought about
to go to Tuscany. Actually, I would love to go to Venice as long as Venice stops sinking. Venice, Tuscany, Norway.
Norway would be
I would
fun.
Love to go to Norway, and I would love to hit it at the perfect time where it's cool, so there is some snow, but it's not, like, frigid, to be able to, like, stand outside and see the northern lights, because you can can see the Aurora Borealis, apparently, beautifully.
I want to see the northern lights. That'd be cool.
That's on my to-do list before I die.
Mm-hmm.
I also want to go to Switzerland.
That's a good one.
I think that'd be really pretty.
The neutral country.
Exactly. Yeah. I'm neutral.
Go to every country just to visit it.
Well, there's a couple I wouldn't want to go to.
Yeah, there's a couple.
Some, no, but some, yes. What about you, Maggie?
Let's see. I mean, other than Tuscany and all those, I would actually love, as weird as this is, to go to Russia. Russia.
Why?
Yeah, why Russia?
I don't. It's just always something that has fascinated me.
I mean, I could see that.
Like, not. I don't want to be near like Siberia or any of those like frigidly cold, desolate places like Moscow.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
So like, kind of, where you can see like all the old castles from when the monarchy was still in.
That'd be cool.
Everything. So Russia, I mean, I've already said Italy. I would love to go back to Portugal. So when I was in high school, I was able to take a trip to Portugal for a week over April vacation. Mm. Beautiful country. Gorgeous views of everything. But we didn't stay in like a lot of places for very long that I wanted to stay. And so it's like, I would just love to be able to go and not have like a set schedule where you need to be, what you need to be doing, when you need to be back. And also be able to stay for longer than a week. Because when you factor in like the flight time that you have to do,
Yeah.
You were only, we only got like 4 days of actually walking around time.
And that's definitely not enough time to see what you want to see.
That's what sucks when you go on vacation and you go somewhere far, because then you don't really have much time to see anything because the flight takes so much of your time.
And then plus you have to take in consideration the time jet lag.
Yeah.
And jet lag. And
so like, I just want to sleep.
And if you have pets, your pets.
You had a 2-week vacation instead of 1 week.
Well, that's thing, like a lot of people, it's, if you're going to do a trip like this, you really do need to think about how much time off you can get.
And plan it out and figure out what you want to do.
Because even if you're only over there for 6 or 7 days of like actual walking around time, you're still going to want time. Like if you're coming back across state lines or anything like that, I remember when I walked off of the plane, like, into the airport when I came back from Portugal, my parents said, they're like, you looked like a zombie walking off. I slept for probably a good 18, 19 hours because I was so jet, because we flew from Portugal to Spain. So we went backwards.
Why'd you go backwards?
I don't know. And then flew into Boston.
That makes sense.
Right. Well, it's even worse. On our way out there, we went from Boston to Chicago, Chicago to Spain, Spain to Portugal.
Yeah, that makes no sense.
Yeah, that makes no sense. Maybe that's just where they can fly out.
Yeah.
Well, but the thing is, Boston is an international airport. Yeah. We flew out of Logan.
I don't know.
I didn't understand it, but it was... jet lag is a serious thing, especially when you're going through multiple time zones.
Yeah, even when I just flew out to Arizona... I was going to go back to work the next day, and my boss was like, no, you're not. Just take it the day. She's like, you have the time. Just take it. You're going to need it. And it's a good thing I did, because I was exhausted.
Yeah, you got home late. I'd be surprised if you went to work the next day.
Yeah, to be honest, I probably would have called out.
Yeah.
My boss said he gave me the day off.
I would hope so.
I've been like, I can't function. Like, there's not enough coffee in the world to make me function right now. I need sleep.
Right.
Coffee is my best friend.
Yeah, coffee.
I love coffee.
Oh, Maggie and I run off of coffee.
All coffee. So I start my day with coffee from Dunkin' because it's on my way to work. And Lord knows if I don't have my coffee in my hand when I'm walking to work, it's going to be a bad day. Unless someone's bringing me coffee from work, then I'm happy. I probably have like 2 monsters throughout the day.
See, I literally just drink coffee all day.
Well, the coffee at work isn't great.
See, I have Keurigs.
See, I just don't have the ambition to bring K-cups.
My boss provides K-cups.
I also like iced coffee.
So do I.
At all times.
I don't like coffee. I run off of nothing.
Well, no, I like the coffee that I showed you.
Yeah, I like the cold brew stuff, but it has to be mocha, and that's all.
It's still coffee.
I know, but that's it. It has to be cold. But I don't get it all the time like you guys do. I don't do it like once
in a while. Yeah, see, like this morning, I woke up.
Frappuccinos.
I poured myself a cup of coffee, made breakfast, got ready for work. And then I poured myself like a massive tumbler, like a 32-ounce tumbler full of coffee. Drank that within like 2 hours of me being at work. And then I came back from lunch and was like, you know what I need? Coffee. I need a coffee. Mm-hmm. So then I went and made myself a little Keurig. But there are days where I do stop at Dunkin' because... We all know we run off of Dunkin'.
Yes. Yes. And if you go traveling, definitely want your coffee.
Yes, that's one thing.
To keep you awake. I have a hard time staying awake while driving. So I'll be the passenger while everyone else drives.
That's like my drive out from Arizona. I didn't drive a single way. Matt drove the entire way.
Yeah, that's how when I drove my parents and EJ and I, when we went to Florida, I didn't drive once because they didn't want me to.
Honestly, I don't blame them.
I love you, President.
Yeah, and it was during the wintertime, too. So, you know, it was mushy. I don't blame them either. It was like really bad. But once we got like out of like the cold state, it wasn't bad. But we like packed to make sure, like, we packed food. We actually packed cold pizza to eat. And so we didn't have to warm it up instead of sandwiches. So
see, I hate cold pizza.
Oh, I like cold pizza.
See, I love you to death, Kristen. But if we're driving cross country, I will drive.
Yeah, I know. I won't be the driver. I already know that. I'll just be the pastor singing next to you.
Exactly. You'll be like feeding us.
Yeah. Be like, oh, have a carrot. Have a
carrot.
Yes, I'll feed you healthy food.
Kristen's out there with some lettuce too. Like, yeah. Here you go.
Have some rabbit food.
Here you go.
But so the states, what states would you guys?
All right, well, I put five down because these are the five I really want to go to. Obviously, from our first episode, we all know I want to go to New York.
Yep.
Big shock. Ohio, that also was in the first episode. I want to go back and really maybe actually go to a game of the Reds. That's definitely a goal of mine. Maybe fly out my dad. I'm going to go back and look at Texas. I think that would be cool instead of the little tiny town of Dalhart that I went to. And then New Jersey.
Wait, I haven't Dalhart?
Dalhart, yeah.
Where is that?
Very, very top of Texas.
Are we talking about like the hat or... I say hat when I think of like the top of Texas. It like the it looks like top of a hat to me.
Let me see.
It looks like top of a hat to me.
My other ones, while I get this up for Maggie, so she can explain it to you guys. The other ones I want to go to is New Jersey and Philly.
If I go to New Jersey, I think the name is Carlos Bakery, the one from Cake Boss.
Yes.
Yeah. I want to go there and check out his bakery.
Never want to drive on the Jersey Turnpike again.
There is Dalhart.
Yes, that is the top. That is what I imagined the top.
It's like right above.
It's a hat. See, do you not see the hat? Like,
yeah, I guess I can see
it's
the
hat. It's a hat. It's a hat.
But yeah,
it's
that's the way we went. And we stopped at this really cute little dog-friendly hotel. Cool. I loved that hotel. I loved it. It was the most comfortable bed I've ever slept in. Even comfier than my bed. But like it was nice. And the people were really sweet. It was like a little mom pops place.
Aww.
Yeah.
Nice. What about you, Maggie?
Well, I mean, I want to go to Alaska.
Mm-hmm. Mm, that'd be nice, yeah.
My grandparents did a Alaskan cruise. Mm. And the pictures that they have from that is beautiful.
My parents were going to go do that until COVID hit and they had to cancel.
Yep.
So they're going to do it again whenever. I think they're going to do it again when it's okay to go again.
Yeah. Looks. I mean, Alaska just in general is just always intrigued me. It's the biggest state in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But it's so remote.
Mm-hmm.
And like, you don't. So one of my cousins, her best friend lives in King Salmon. You have to take a little tiny, like, puddle jumper plane, like the really small planes, to get there.
Cool.
Oh, wow. No, thank you.
Yeah, no, thanks. I like, go there to see the Northern Lights.
Some of the pictures that she's posted, I mean, it's just because there's no one, it's beautiful and just natural.
Yeah.
Like, you don't find that anywhere else.
And everyone must know everyone, and they're all related.
Oh, yeah, pretty much. Colorado.
Oh, yeah.
I would love to go to Colorado.
I want to go to Colorado.
We all know the reason why you want to go to Colorado.
Our friend Mackenzie has been there, and they go hiking, and the pictures she takes while hiking are so beautiful, and I want to go there just to go hiking.
I just want to go to Montana.
Hey!
Big sky country.
Yes. My stepdad lives.
Will he let me ride his horses?
I'm pretty sure.
Sweet.
You should, if you go to Montana, you should go to the Going to the Sun Road in Montana.
Okay, so really quick side note. Kristen overplanned for this episode.
She did.
Maggie and I are a little bit of the slackers and didn't work as hard. So she has probably a like three page and a half of worth of notes. So
hey, I come prepared. Better than going to school and not doing work.
True.
You know, next week Maggie and I will be more prepared.
Okay. I already started for next week's, too.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Oh, my God.
Got some catching up to do. But anywho.
Well, mind you, also, like, when we planned on this, I was, like, smack dab in the start of, like, a 3-day work thing. Had a day off, and then I'm going back for another 3.
Yeah,
so,
true.
I've been struggling.
Yeah, and I Googled most of these places, so it's going off of what I found off Google. And that was one of, like, the 10 places to go on a road trip to see.
Okay. You're just an overplanner.
Yep. Hey, I come prepared.
That's fine. So when we do go on these road trips.
I'll be prepared.
Exactly.
She'll be prepared.
She'll be
I'll
prepared.
I'm, like, a structural person. I need to, like, plan, like, everything planned out.
I'm just a, we're doing this right now?
Yeah, same.
I'll figure
like,
it out.
I can go, mind. Like, with the swing, but as long as, like, everything else is planned out, sure, why not?
So it's really not going like with the flow. You're just like, everything needs to be planned out first. And then I can go with the flow.
As long as we have a plan of what we're doing and where we're going, then I don't care.
Okay. I get that.
Yeah, I can understand that.
Yeah.
But and then like Alaska, Colorado, Montana. One that I really want to go to, which is really strange just for straight up me, is because I mean I've crap shit on Arizona so much.
So many times.
I
want
to go to Arizona.
But I want to go, especially with that place that you just sent me.
Place I just sent you.
On Facebook. You tagged me.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Windy. Very windy.
Windy roads out there, but it's beautiful. Plus, you know, we can always stay with my dad.
Exactly.
I have a key to his house. So.
I want to go to the Grand Canyon.
You know, I lived in Arizona my entire life. Never been to the Grand Canyon.
So did you go to the Red Rock country or whatever it's called?
Yes, many times.
Is it cool?
Very cool. Okay. It's gorgeous. It's a little deserted, but gorgeous.
Yeah, I'm going to go check that place out. When I saw the picture of it, I was like, ooh, that's really nice.
Like if you go to Sedona, like gorgeous Red Rocks.
Nice.
It's beautiful.
I want to go there.
And I just want to go to Hawaii.
I'm excited for 2024.
Aren't you special?
Hawaii. Look, y'all.
Rub it in.
You just gotta save up the plane fare.
I'm just gonna hide.
I don't have a passport. I can't go anywhere.
What are you talking about?
You don't need a passport.
You don't need a passport to go to Hawaii.
It's in the States.
Yeah, but I can't fly anywhere.
Why?
Because Maine has that thing that you have to have a new license to be able to fly, and I don't have that license.
Well, so you have to go get it.
I might as well just go buy a passport instead.
I got a real ID.
They're not that hard to get.
I know. I had to spend $50. Plus, you had to have all the other information that you need for pretty much a passport, so I might as well just go get a passport instead. That way, I killed two birds with one stone and have all in one. Can fly and go out the country if I want.
I mean, you can still fly with your regular license
right now. No, you can.
Starting in October, Maine's changing the law. You have to have a federal ID.
Yeah.
So up until October, you can still fly in the country.
Yes. They changed it again.
October.
I thought it was October of last year, of 2020.
No, because she wouldn't have been able to fly if it was that.
Yeah, she has her Arizona one.
But it doesn't matter. You would still need a federal
Not Arizona.
They're changing it for the entire country.
Oh, well, for here it was just Maine. And then they kept changing the dates.
I don't know if it's for the entire country.
That was just Maine.
The entire country. I haven't heard any family members of mine mention anything about it. No one from Arizona has mentioned
I thought it was just a few states, and I know Maine was one of them. Last time I heard, I don't really keep up with these things because they keep changing. So
yeah, well, I just went to the DMV last Friday. So
yeah. I know because when I had to change my license over, they asked, but I didn't have any of my other information on me, so I couldn't get it.
Honestly, it was super simple. You just bring in your birth certificate, social, two forms of residency, and you're good.
Yeah, I know.
Except it was like $90.
Okay, yeah, they totally lied to me then.
I was like, I was up there and I'm sitting there and I was like, oh, it shouldn't be like too expensive. It's just like a state change. And then they're like, oh, that'd be $90. And I was like, oh, okay. Yeah. Alrighty.
Yeah, because the state ID costs more.
Mm-hmm. So, oh, well.
But now you have a moose on your license, or you will have a moose on the license.
Yeah, even though my picture looks god awful.
Yeah,
I'm so excited to see this picture.
You might not even Matt might not even see this picture. Like it is bad.
They wouldn't let you retake it.
No, the guy was like, I even asked him because I didn't even know he was taking the picture. All of a sudden I was just standing there with my resting bitch face like on four and he just snapped the photo and I kind of like looked at the screen because you know how like they show preview and I was like, can I retake that? And he's like, I'm not doing that. And I was like, well, I saw other people get it done, like can I get it done? And he's like, no, I'm not doing that. That's a waste of time.
Why?
It's your license you're going to have for like
I was like, okay, whatever. I just left. I was like, and plus it's the DMV, so who likes spending time there?
True.
So I was like, whatever. I'll just have a really ugly license for 6 years and then hopefully redo it.
Right?
Yeah. That's true.
Yeah.
I need to go get mine redone because, hey, I need to get the real ID. But mine, I also look like a freaking crackhead in my picture. I have my hair pulled back, but like you can see all my like little frizzies coming out.
Nice.
I look crazy.
I mean, you have seen my Arizona one. My Arizona one was like pretty decent.
Yeah, I don't like mine either.
This one literally looks like a mugshot. Like you just hand me a piece of paper and take that exact same picture, and it probably would look like I'm about to get booked. Like, it's bad.
That's well, if you get pulled over, just do your resting bitch face and be like, this is my picture on my...
Can I help you, officer? Yeah.
But, yeah. Yeah. Well, where I would like to go, my number one place, can you guess where I want to go?
California.
Yes.
How did we all know?
I don't know. It's not so, like she doesn't talk about it or anything.
All the time.
Okay.
Oh, I wanna... But where is it in California?
Yeah,
California's a big state.
Okay, so... I would like to go check out that the Pacific Coast Highway.
We're going to the notes now.
Yeah.
Oh, to the notes.
Well, it looks so beautiful, like the Pacific Coast Highway.
Pacific?
Yeah, that's what it's called. Pacific Coast Highway.
Pacific.
Pacific.
I heard an F in that first one.
Honestly,
I don't know. Pacific. I have a speech impediment, okay?
You do not.
Hey, I went to speech therapy when I was younger, okay? So, anyways, I'd go there because it's so beautiful, like the highways and then the ocean and everything. I saw a picture.
Anyways. Really pretty oceans and views, yes. And everything. Do you want to know where else has that? Rhode Island.
Yeah, Rhode Island's on my list.
Oh, sweet.
I can't say Rhode Island. I've already been there.
I haven't. I've probably driven through there. But California, I'd like to go to the vineyard that they have in what's it called? It starts with an N. Napa Valley, right? Up in California.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
There. But I know it's really a tourist to go, but I'd want to go to Hollywood in LA just to check it out.
And I think if you just hit it at the right time of year, yeah. It wouldn't be that bad.
And Don't go during the summer. No. Don't go during the summer.
Okay, you want to take me to Arizona in the middle of summer and I will become a lobster?
Hey, I'm telling you, when you experience your shoes melting to the sidewalk.
Do you see me? I'm a pasty white child.
Yeah?
That's what sunblock's
exactly.
for.
Exactly. That's what sunblock's for.
Even just, with sunblock, I will become
replying.
A lobster.
Just keep replying it.
You know, you can just walk around with an umbrella. You can just experience the dry heat of like 110.
That's disgusting. We'll I don't want
it.
To.
We'll hate it. We'll be like, can we go back to Maine?
Be like, I hate this air. It's so hot.
Really
is it,
disgusting.
Is it dry?
It's extremely dry. Like, you know how Maine has like 94% humidity most of the time?
Yes.
Arizona's like 24% on like a really high humidity day.
Yeah, the humidity here sucks.
Yeah.
I will take a high humidity day over a dry heat day ever.
Okay, but the thing is, have you ever experienced a dry heat?
No.
Yes. It's disgusting. And I never want to experience again in my life.
It's better than walking out in front of you, walked into a shower.
I will take that over being in an air-conditioned car and still feeling like I'm fucking sweating.
The worst part is when your car is sitting in the hot sun, you have leather seats, and you go and sit down with shorts on, and you're like,
ow. Yeah, these back memories. Ow.
Yeah, or my legs get stuck to the seat, and you have to peel them off.
Oh my God. You're just like,
Every time I sit on leather. Yes. Literally, anytime I sit on leather, it's always like that.
What really sucks you more is having a black car with black leather.
Oh, I have a white car with like tan leather.
It sucks.
But it still gets hot, so.
I also want to go to Georgia, where the Vampire Diaries was filmed.
That would be fun.
And go check, because they have, like, Mystic Grill. They have an actual restaurant and stuff, and, like, you can see the buildings that they filmed at.
I have heard, though, that the actual grill that, like, where they're doing, it's actually a very fancy restaurant.
Yeah, it is. And you can get, like unique like stuff like blood bags and stuff like that. They like do stuff like that.
That's cool.
And I heard you could stay at this where the Salvatore boarding house was, I think. Or somewhere else. I can't remember. But it probably costs a lot.
Probably.
Yeah. but that's what we save for.
Yes. But I wanna go and visit that. And I also want to go to North Carolina and go check out where One Tree Hill was filmed as well.
I actually want to go to Washington, too, because that's where my brother's going to college, and to Gonzaga.
I wouldn't mind going to Seattle.
Oh, yeah. I want to check out that place, too.
Mm-hmm. I just don't want to go to, like, where they Forks.
Oh, why?
It'd be fun to go to Forks.
Yeah, we can go check out where they filmed
I'm not a huge fan of Twilight.
I'm not either, but, like, I think it'd be cool to see. Like, if we're already in Washington.
I like going to see places where they film, because it's... So there's Nashville I want to go see too.
I would love to go to Nashville with you.
Yes.
My mom went. Place. She said she went with her sister. She said it was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
They can we get cowboy, cowgirl, cowboy, men, girl?
Do you know what you're trying to say?
I don't. Boots, cowgirl boots.
Yes.
I didn't know if it was like a proper term to do cowboy boots and like they mean cowgirl boots too, or like, help me, you're from Arizona.
I just call them boots.
Boots, yes.
Okay.
I mean, I have a couple. They're way too big for you.
I know, but I'm saying, like, is there, like, such a thing as, like,
cowboy boots?
Versus, like, cowgirl boots?
I just call them cowboy boots.
They're the same thing, pretty much. It's just ones for
male. I mean, if you want, you can just do cow boots. That makes it go better.
I guess I'm putting on my cow boots now.
Isn't that where Danielle went, was Nashville, with her friend?
Yes.
And she said it was like, she had the awesomest time there. Yes. She'd want to go back. But yeah, that's one place I'd want to go. What about you, Maggie?
One place I'd want to go.
In the States.
In the States, okay. Birds. Rain. Somewhere in Nevada.
Oh, yeah. I'd want to go there, too.
Vegas. Pretty.
Like, not even, like, I wouldn't mind seeing Vegas.
Like, just go to experience once and then say, oh, I've been there.
Yeah, and then, like, go actually experience, like, Nevada.
Like, yeah. Just, like, not, like, the strip, but, like, downtown strip.
Yeah.
I love downtown strip so much better than the actual, because it's just old buildings and super cool history.
Yeah, that's awesome.
So,
I've seen that stuff.
Either there or New Orleans.
Mm.
That would be fun.
Yeah, my dad went there for the Patriots game. Yeah, he said it's not, like, what you would expect it to be.
I always asked Matt, I was like, can we go to Mardi Gras? And he's like, sure. And I was like, would you get mad if I would flash everybody? And he's like, yes, I would.
I think it also just depends on, like, where in New Orleans you go. Because there, I think, a lot of places, like, closer along, Closer. Hi. Welcome. My brain is not working yet.
Welcome to the show.
Yeah.
Closer to, like, the coast, they're still reeling from Katrina.
Yeah.
You want to go. That's where Matt's dad is from. Okay. So, if he ever does a road trip, I'll definitely let you know.
I would just like to visit all the states.
True.
I agree.
Just
road trip,
all through the states and spend, like, a day in each one and then go to the next one, you know?
And still take the bikes with us and
yes, the bikes.
And we gotta bring everything. But we'd have to take, like, a year off.
Yeah, that's the only thing.
Yeah. I mean, it's doable. You probably could do it if we all stopped working and actually, like, picked up odd jobs in, like, each state or did something. I don't know.
Make money. That would just be hard though.
Especially if we're only gonna stay for a day.
And then
okay, but you could stay longer. Well, if you did it for a year, you could stay longer than a day.
True.
It just took your time, you know, just to enjoy it and see everything that's out there, you know?
Like, stop at the places that you actually want to stay and
work
there for a little bit.
I'd want to hit the small towns where, like, no one, like, expects to go, but it's, like, really beautiful.
I'm down for that.
That would be fun.
Mm-hmm.
That would be fun.
But, yeah, so.
So, we all just need to hit the lottery then.
Yes. I tried. I didn't win anything.
Or I just need to sell, like, a lot of houses.
Yeah.
And then we'd be able to go.
Just save up our pennies. Well, yeah, one day, maybe, we'll be able to do that. That's someday. One of my dreams to do.
Someday. In the future.
It's a dream. It's a goal of ours.
That's true.
It's good to set goals for yourself.
They should just be, like, reasonable goals.
Yeah, I know.
Like,
that
this
probably
is,
won't happen.
Well, I mean, maybe not, like, the year, but
definitely
do, like, a long road trip.
You'd have to do, like, from coast to coast, you know, just start with one side
but
and
would
then
we go,
work your way.
But would we go, like, up and down like this, like snake-wise, or, like, across?
Like a Z.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So we would either go from Maine to Florida and then do it that way, so we can then back up at Maine.
Yeah. If we go to Florida, I'd want to stay for a little bit and hit up Universal Studios.
That would be fun.
And go to Harry Potter World.
Can we go to Galaxy's Edge?
Yeah, if we can go to Harry Potter World.
Of course.
Okay, so our first goal is to go to Florida.
We gotta go back.
I want to make a lightsaber.
Okay.
And then get a wand.
Lightsaber. Okay.
I'm going to be walking around with a wand in one hand, lightsaber in the other.
And then have, like, a little R2-D2 following.
Oh, my goodness, that'd be amazing.
And then on my shoulder have a Grogu.
Yeah.
People are going to stare at us.
I'm okay with that.
Okay. It's Disney World. No one's going to stare at you.
I want to go to Disney during Halloween.
That would be
that cool would be see. A lot of fun.
Because I've seen pictures and I was like, oh, it looks so cool.
I think if we're going to do it, we should do it in the middle of the week.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Oh, yeah, you don't ever want to do it during the weekend because that's when all the locals have off and everyone goes.
Yeah. So during, I feel like during a holiday, it would be super busy too because it's a holiday.
Yes.
Yeah.
But I feel as though, like, if we went, like, early October, like, in the middle of the week sometime, early October, it wouldn't be that bad.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Like, closer to Halloween is a no-go. Kind of like when if you go to Salem.
Oh, my God.
Going to Salem never on again. Halloween is the worst decision anyone can ever make.
Or on the weekend. Like, yeah. I went this year because I'd never been, and I finally got to go. And
still can't believe I've never been to Salem.
I know. I live so close. No. And it was packed full of people. Like, you couldn't even get in the shops because now you have to only have a certain amount in there. So now the lines are even longer. It's like, I'm not going to wait 2 hours in a line just to go in for, like, 5 seconds.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's even, like, you're just looking around.
Yeah,
like,
exactly. I want to be able to go in and enjoy it and not be so crowded and claustrophobic by everyone. So, yeah, I'm definitely, if I go back, not going on the weekend. Definitely.
I went in the middle of the week. And even then, like, some of the lines were still a little ridiculous. But
I mean, it's worth seeing some of this stuff because I got to go see some of the Hocus Pocus film.
I still need to go.
Yes. We'll go sometime during the week when they're open.
Yeah, I'm saying right, not right now.
No.
Well, I mean, when it gets closer. Open, but,
yeah, when it gets closer to Halloween because they decorate and everything.
I know, they see it decorated.
Yeah. But, yeah, anyways, I got some traveling tips if you all want to hear them that I Googled and came up with my own, some of them. Like we talked about in the beginning, like just budget it what you wanted and go from there, like gas-wise, especially if you road trip, how much gas.
Honestly, you buy your tickets like
oh yeah,
far in advance.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
And if you're road tripping it, just try to figure out like what car is going to have the best gas mileage. Yeah, because
you'll be stopping for gas. Yeah. And if you're on a budget, you want to be able to like go all straight where you're going. And
like
not...
don't take a Lyft diesel.
That'll like cost you a lot.
That would cost you probably as much as the trip costs you.
Yeah,
if not more.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Definitely ride in comfy clothes. Bring a blanket and a pillow because that when I did that, that's what I brought was my blanket and my pillow. And my laptop so I can watch TV or a movie.
Make sure you decide who's going to be the master of the music.
Yeah, I was going to say, who's going to be the DJ?
Yeah, make sure you have the best music.
And have something for snacks. Yeah, for storage for snacks.
Carrots.
And not even just, like, not even just music, but make sure, like, for instance, podcasts.
Yep.
Make sure you have a good selection of podcasts. Matt and I know it's bad, but we watched movies sometimes.
Oh,
like,
that's what
he would focus mostly on driving. And I would be the one, watching
the
movie.
Exactly.
But even just something like that would be nice too.
Yeah, because like Netflix, if you have Netflix on your phone, you can pre-download shows or movies, depending on what it is, and you don't have to use your data on it.
That's what I did.
Yeah. Well, like there was one time, so I have a friend in Virginia and she got married. So Noah and I drove down from Maine to Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
He did basically the entire drive down. No, he did do the entire drive down because we stopped in New York, stayed the night in New York, and then continued down. Which, by the way, once you get into like the mountain area of Virginia, they have highways with stoplights on them.
What the hell?
What?
Not even cute. So we're driving down. It is pitch black. It is torrentially downpouring. We are no idea where we're going. No idea where we are. And we're just like, oh. And then we're like, there's a light. That's a stoplight.
Oh, okay. What? That's different.
Virginia, apparently, in the woods.
Oh, random.
I know. We're like, what in the mother of lords is going on right now?
Right.
But, like,
Make sure you know where you're going.
Yeah. Yes,
that's
definitely. Definitely
make sure
plan
you
out.
Have two forms of like GPS of some sort.
Oh yeah.
I know maps are super old and out of date, but
definitely bring a map just in case.
Yeah, because a lot of places don't have cell service. Or GPS service, or if you don't have like one of those really nice GPSs.
Yeah.
You're gonna be shit out of luck.
Or print the directions off of your computer.
That, yeah. That's going, yeah, that's true too.
There's multiple ways, but yeah, definitely.
We did it back in the old school. I mean, I remember driving around like that, telling my mom, like, okay, we'll make a left here. Go straight.
Yep.
Off of, like, I think it was MapQuest.
Oh, yeah, MapQuest.
Yeah.
Oh, MapQuest. So old.
But yeah, definitely want to plan your traveling out.
It's totally worth it, though.
Definitely save your pennies. And
if you're taking long trips, for me, what I did flying back is, you know, in the gift shops, how they have, like, medicine?
Yeah.
And I got, like, the melatonin little gummies. Yeah. And I took, like, 3 or 4 of them before I boarded the plane. And when I got on the plane, I was so tired, I passed out. Oh, like, the entire trip. And then it was just, an hour flight from Philly to Portland. And I just slept. It was nice.
So I don't have a problem sleeping on anywhere.
I'll just pass out anywhere.
Even in car rides home, I'll just pass out.
Well, I also had a lot of anxiety, too, because my first, like, big flight by myself.
Yeah, I've never flew by myself.
So it was, I mean, I did it. Yeah. And I talked to Matt literally from the time I landed to the time I took off. I talked to him, and he's like, do you know where you're going? And I'm like, I think I'm figuring it out. I figured it out. Yes. And then we'd celebrate. But
my sister went to school in D.C. Mm-hmm. I flew down to go see my sister. Mind you, I get off the plane. I'm like, Ellie, where are you? Sister was hung over a shit and picked me up from the airport.
God.
I was like, really? So I'm like walking around. Like, and this is in February. And so I'm down there for a couple days because I was visiting her for her birthday. And then there's a snowstorm coming in.
Oh, God.
Yes. So we rescheduled my flight to come back a day early. Still didn't tell my job that I was back a day early because I really didn't want to go. I didn't want to go into work.
I wouldn't have told my job.
I mean, I'm back. I'm not back. You know, I'm just.
I was like,
I had the time off anyway.
Exactly.
Yeah, I was like, so. But yeah, even then it was just like getting there early enough. Like, it doesn't matter if you're there like an hour and a half or 2 hours early, you're going to want that time.
Yeah, because any airport, you'll get confused of where you're going. Big,
small. Except for Portland. The Portland airport is the smallest airport. And I got there 2.5 hours early for my flight. And I texted Matt and I was like, I could have showed up 20 minutes before my flight and I would have been solid.
I haven't flown since I was in 8th grade.
Well, because now, like, when you're going through security, like,
yeah, they,
it can take forever, so you want to have
everything going through clearance and everything.
Honestly, it's nice, though, now. I don't know how recently you've flown, but I
flew, like, last 2 years ago, something like that. Whenever I, like, graduated, I flew.
They had the ones you just stand in and raise your arms above your head, and it does, like, a full scan.
Oh, nice.
Oh, my goodness, it's so much easier. Even though I got stopped, I forgot to tell you guys that. Yeah, I got stopped in security.
Why?
Leaving Phoenix to come back to Portland.
Why?
Because I moved. Because in my brain, I did a match up to the guide. And so I went to move. And it was already going. And I moved. And they were like, yeah, you have to. I put my shoes back on. And they're like, yeah, we have to redo it. And I was like, okay. So I took off my slippers because I don't fly in shoes anymore. I fly in slippers.
You better be comfy.
And sure enough, I went back there, did the whole this thing, hands above my head, and they were like, you're good. And I was like, I know that. Like,
thank you.
You just needed a clear
visual. I just wanted to, like, match the person.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to follow the instructions.
Yeah. It was great.
Like, but now.
It's like when my brother and I hope he doesn't kill me for this, but my brother and I, we flew from when we were still living in Arizona, we flew from Arizona to LAX, and then we went to Vegas to go see Elton John in concert. Mm-hmm. And so him and I, we're going through the airport and we get to security. You know, we take everything out. I go through. I'm clear. He goes through and all of a sudden just beep, 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 beep. And I'm like, yo, what do you have? Like, what the heck? And then the guy like pulls my brother to the side and was like, hey, man, you know, you have these in your wallet. And he pulled out razor blades, like what straight razor blades. Why? And I look at him. Now, keep in mind, I have a nickname for my brother and it's Little Bug. So I'm like, Little Bug. What the hell? Like, why? And he was like, oh, it was for his job that he worked at the mine. And he like cut things open all the time. But I was just like, really, dude? Like, out of all the places, You forget to like take them clear out. It out. Oh man, it was. And so we joked about that the entire time. Funny. But
oh my god.
So make sure you have no metal anywhere. No razor blades. Nothing.
Yeah. Actually, no, because it's funny because the same thing happened to my grandmother because she has a knee replacement.
Oh.
And so she went through, and my dad goes, "My mom, she has a knee replacement." They're like, "Oh, well, we still it's a knee replacement."
I'm just double checking.
Yeah.
Like, guys, like, let my poor little grandmother walk through the doors.
Mm. I hate going through security. Like, I know I have nothing with me.
But I
have so much anxiety. Yeah. Like, I'm like, what if they do find something? Then what am I going to do? And then I go to airport jail. Because that's how it works in my brain. I go to airport jail. Yeah.
What do they have? Like an airport warden?
Yeah, they do. Mm, yep.
Probably.
That's how I'm pictured in my brain. And then Matt has to come bail me out because I forgot something. I don't know.
Oh my god.
Just me being dramatic.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I do actually have a pretty funny story. It's not about flying, but my grandparents. God love my grandfather, loved his red wine.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Well, my grandparents were banned from Canada.
Oh, what? You never told me that.
My grandparents were banned from Canada because every year they would do this trip from Rhode Island to Maine.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, this time my grandfather decided to go into Canada. Whatever. You know, he could. It was time where it was pretty easy to cross the borders.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you have to claim everything when you're coming back over. And so, comes back over, he bought a couple bottles of wine over there. And they go, well, what do you have to claim? And so he's like, oh, a couple bottles of wine. They asked him, how many bottles of wine? He didn't count the bottles of wine that he had.
Oh, lovely.
So he was like, I don't know, a couple. Gave him a number. And they went and checked. So this man was kicked out and banned from Canada because he didn't tell them the right number of bottles of wine.
But did he get to keep the wine?
No.
Oh, damn it.
They took the wine.
He should have just been like, I don't know, you can check if you'd like.
Well, no, because you have to, like, say how many you have. But he was, like, literally, they were banned from Canada.
Over wine.
We're like, really? You were kicked out and banned from Canada.
Jesus. That's too funny.
Shit that happens, dude.
But yeah, well. Yep.
Should we talk about a little bit what next week's gonna bring?
Yeah.
Alrighty, so we are going to watch Night Stalker.
Dun, 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 dun.
And we're gonna give you a review. No, we're not gonna give any spoilers away. Just a little bit of how we felt when we watched it. I mean, I don't know about you guys, but I am obsessed with crime.
Me too. I love that stuff.
I listen, shout out to my favorite podcast, Crime Junkies. I listen to them all day when I'm at work. Literally, I have my AirPod in and I'm just working. Mm. So anytime there's a new documentary out, I'm all over it. Like when I watched the trailer on Friday, Matt and I were watching it, and immediately I looked at him and I was like, I have to watch this now. Like, there's no holding back, but now. So that's how I feel about it. So that's what we're going to do next week. Yeah,
it's going to be exciting. Are we going to do all four episodes, watch all four and then talk about it, or do?
I think we should watch all four and then just kind of give a general.
We don't want to go into too much detail.
Yeah. We don't want to give it away for you guys. So
it's so you guys can go watch it yourself. It's on Netflix. Night Stalker.
And it's a limited series.
Yes. So, and it's a four-part series. So it's like four episodes of like 40-ish minutes.
So go watch it now and make sure you lock your doors tonight because I made sure I locked all my windows. I know I have it back in like the 80s, but still, it still gave me the heebie-jeebies.
But yeah, so that will be our next week's episode, and I hope you guys like this episode of traveling tips and where we want to go.
Yeah.
So, and ways not to get banned from Canada.
Yeah.
Make sure you count everything. And well, I hope you all have a great weekend and enjoy it.
And we'll see you next Thursday.
Yes.
Bye.
Peace out.
Bye.